ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। दम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 इंस्ट्रक्शंस फॉर सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग्स टेक्स्ट 53 इंद्रियाणि इंद्रियाणि मनस्योर्मौ वाचि वैकारिकं मनः वाचं वर्णसमाम्नाये तम ओंकारेश्वरे न्यसेत्। ओंकारं बिन्दौ नादेत्तम् तम तो प्राणे महत्यमम्। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: The mind is always agitated by waves of acceptance and rejection. Therefore, all the activities of the senses should be offered into the mind, which should be offered into one's words. Then one's words should be offered into the aggregate of all alphabets, which should be offered into the concise form Omkar. Omkar should be offered into the point Bindu, Bindu into the vibration of sound, and that vibration into the life air. Then the living entity, who is all that remains, should be placed in Brahman, the Supreme. That is the process of sacrifice. Purport: The mind is always agitated by acceptance and rejection, which are compared to mental waves that are constantly tossing. The living entity is floating in the waves of material existence because of his forgetfulness. Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur has therefore sung in his Gitavali, Miche mayar boshe chacho bheshe khacho habudubu bhai. My dear mind, under the influence of maya, you are being carried away by the waves of acceptance and rejection. Simply take shelter of Krishna. Jeev Krishna das e vishwas korle to ar dukh nae. If we simply regard the lotus feet of Krishna as our ultimate shelter, we shall be saved from all these waves of maya, which are variously exhibited as mental and sensual activities, and the agitation of rejection and acceptance. Krishna instructs in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 66, Sarva dharman parityajya Mam ekam sharanam vraja, aham tvam sarva pape bhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Therefore, if we simply place ourselves at the lotus feet of Krishna, By taking to Krishna consciousness and keeping always in touch with Him by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we need not take much trouble in arranging to return to the spiritual world. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is easy. Om Agyan Hare Krishna. Srila Narad Muni is giving us the way to attain perfection in the process of sacrifice. It doesn't sound easy, because you have to first of all give up the activities of acceptance and rejection, which are natural activities for the mind, and then you have to offer all your words into the alphabets into Omkar, the Omkar into the life air, and so on and so forth. So this is of course the process of mystic yoga. And Srila Prabhupada has made everything clear in his purport by concluding that in this age the simplest process to attain perfection is to follow the example and the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Narad Muni has described here the process of sacrifice, of yajna. What exactly is yajna? Srila Prabhupada in his purports to the Bhagavad Gita in the fourth chapter very nicely explains what yajna really is. He explains that the living entity in the conditioned state is want to act in the material atmosphere. And somehow or other the living entity must be made to come out of this material conditioning, of this material environment. And the process to do that is called yajna, or Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness directly elevates the living entity and brings him out of this material atmosphere and places him in his original constitutional position in the spiritual atmosphere. Srila Prabhupada explains that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a wonderful, beautiful form. The rays that emanate from his transcendental body or his effulgence, they are called the Brahma Jyoti. In this Brahma Jyoti, everything that exists resides. When a portion of that Brahma Jyoti, which is the Absolute Truth also, is covered over by illusion or Maya or sense gratification, then that is called matter. So what is matter? Matter is simply the Absolute Truth being covered over by illusion. So by the process of yajna or Krishna consciousness or acting for the pleasure of Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu, automatically the matter is brought back to its original spiritual quality. Yajna vai Vishnuho. So yajna means to act for the pleasure of Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu. Yajna arthat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangaha samachara. So yajna is to act for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord and not for one's own pleasure. This is the essence of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada explains that by more and more acting only on behalf and for the pleasure of Krishna rather than ourselves, the entire atmosphere becomes more and more spiritualized. And therefore, the whole atmosphere becomes Brahman. Brahman means spiritual, Srila Prabhupada explains. So therefore, the atmosphere becomes more and more spiritualized the more everyone starts working for Krishna's pleasure. There are different types of activities which people do, and in the fourth chapter, this is elaborately explained. Of course, we won't go into the details of that now. But every yajna, Prabhupada explains, has five components. One component is the offering. Imagine for a moment there is a fire sacrifice going on, an Agnihotra or a Homa. And what is done? The first thing that is, there's something is offered into the fire. So you have the oblation or the offering. The second component is that which consumes or receives the offering, that's the fire in this case. The third is the process of consumption. The fire accepts the ghee, for example, which is the oblation, and burns it, So the process of consumption is burning. Then there is a contributor, there is a person performing the yajna. And eventually there is a result which is expected out of the performance of that yajna. So one takes any activity in life, you can classify it in accordance with these five elements. Whether it's a materialistic activity or a spiritual activity. But it's called yajna only when it is done for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. For example, the karmakandis. Who are the karmakandis? The karmakandis are those who follow certain instructions of the Vedas, the karmakanda section of the Vedas. They follow a religious process, but to obtain some material pleasure, to obtain some sense gratification. So who is the contributor? The contributor here is the karmakandi. What is the fire into whom they are offering their oblations? It's the demigods. What is the process of consumption? The process is the process of performing fire sacrifices to please the demigods. What is the result? The result is they want to go to the higher planets, the heavenly planets. They want to enjoy a higher grade of life and enjoyment in this material world. Let's take, for example, another category. That is the impersonalists who worship the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. They want to merge into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. So the contributor is the Jnana Yogi. He is the person who is actually performing this yajna. What is being offered and into what? The fire here, the consuming agent is the impersonal Brahman. And what is the Jnana Yogi offering into the impersonal Brahman as an offering? His own individuality, his own self. And what is the process of consumption? The process of consumption is mental speculation to understand the absolute truth. Neti, 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 neti. This is not it. This is na iti, na iti. This is not the truth. This is not the truth. This is not the truth. Whatever remains is the truth. It's a very difficult process. Klesho dhikataraste-sham avyakta-sakta-cheta-sam avyakta-hi-gatir-dukham deha-vadbhira-vapyate. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, this is a very difficult process for those who are embodied because it only gives suffering, misery. And then ultimately, what is the goal, the result, the aim to achieve? The result is they want to extinguish their individuality because they think that this material world, being full of suffering, can be counteracted by just losing one's individuality. Then one doesn't have to take birth again. So they have no conception of a higher or original spiritual identity. So if you analyze categories of people, you can classify them according to these five principles, these five elements. So what about the devotee who follows bhakti yoga? Who is the contributor here? The contributor is the devotee. What is the fire? The fire is Krishna. Because everything that the devotee does is for Krishna. What is being offered into the fire of Krishna? Every single activity, including oneself, Srila Prabhupada explains. Few weeks ago we were talking about sannyas. There was a verse here in that connection. And we were mentioning how the sannyas staff, the danda, they have actually three dandas for the Vaishnavas. One representing the mind, the other the words, and the third the body or the actions. So all three are supposed to be submitted to the Supreme Lord. We are supposed to surrender and offer these three things to the Supreme Lord. But there is a fourth small danda, and that represents the jiva. Which means the devotee not only offers his body, mind and words to Krishna, but he offers his very soul to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada explains that for others who may want to enjoy the fruits of their actions, or for others who may want to offer the fruits of their actions to Krishna, the devotees, what to speak of offering the fruits, they offer the actions themselves. and their own very soul. So therefore, Prabhupada explains it in another place that every action of such a devotee is yajna. When a person is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, when his mind is in trance, it's called the state of samadhi, by constantly thinking of Krishna, then in that state of transcendental consciousness, any and every activity is called yajna. Because that devotee is motivated only by one desire, and that is the desire to please Krishna. That's all. So that person's every activity is yajna. So yajna, therefore, in the ultimate analysis, is the state of consciousness. When you are Krishna conscious, your every activity is a yajna. When you are not Krishna conscious, then your every activity is sense gratification. So yajna is the opposite of sense gratification. So the whole key, therefore, is turning around with all these elaborate explanations which can be very confusing. The essence of everything, therefore, is yena kena prakarena manah Krishna niveshayet. Somehow or other, to focus the mind on Krishna. That's it. That is the sum and substance of everything. Srila Prabhupada explains that the mind has three principal functions: thinking, feeling, and willing. The mind cannot be inactive. The mind has to be engaged or absorbed in something. You cannot expect the mind to be vacant. There are some philosophers who say that we should try to make our mind thoughtless. But that is actually a thoughtless observation. Because the moment you start trying to be thoughtless, you are still thinking. Am I thinking? Am I free of thoughts? Oh yes, now I am free of thoughts. But that very thought is a thought also. So it is not possible for the mind to be thoughtless or to be vacant. So the mind must think, must feel, and must will. So Prabhupada says the perfection of the mind, therefore, is to engage these three activities in Krishna consciousness. The thinking aspect of the mind has to be engaged by always thinking about Krishna. Sava manaha Krishna padaravindayor. Feeling. One has to feel for Krishna. One has to have good feelings for Krishna. Anukulyasya sankalpaha. One has to do everything necessary that is good for Krishna's service. Anukulyena Krishnanushilanam. Everything that is favorable has to be done. So one has to have favorable feelings for Krishna. Just thinking about Krishna is not sufficient. Kansa was also thinking about Krishna. Shishupal was also constantly thinking about Krishna. So it is necessary to at the same time have favorable thoughts for Krishna, feelings for Krishna, and the third aspect of the mind is desiring or willing. And Prabhupada explains that this means that one must desire to serve Krishna. So thinking, feeling, willing. One must think about Krishna. One must have favorable feelings for Krishna. And the third, one must desire to serve Krishna and no one else. So in this way, the mind has to be engaged and absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Then one is situated on the platform of samadhi. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, we find various descriptions of the Rath Yatra pastimes. I'm sure in the last few days, there must have been many narrations about the Rath Yatra and Jagannath Puri. And Kaviraj Goswami explains that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant this verse, Yah Kaumara Haraha, beginning with that. And in it was hidden very deep purports about the Rath Yatra. And Rupa Goswami understood that purport and wrote his own composition, starting with Prihasoyam, Prihasoyam Krishna Sahachari. And Mahaprabhu was very pleased to hear that composition. Then Kaviraj Goswami explains that even Mahaprabhu's composition was based upon this one verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is spoken by the gopis, and specifically by Srimati Radharani. Ahushyate nalinanabh padaravindam yogeshvara hridi vichintyam agad bodhai sansara koopa patitottaranavalambam geham jushamapi manas sudhiyat sadanah. The gopis are saying, my dear Krishna, O one with the lotus navel, Nalina Nabha, Padarvinda, we want to have your lotus feet in our heart. Ahushchate Nalina Nabha Padarvinda. And these lotus feet are sought after by the Yogeshwara, Yogeshwarair Hridi Vichintyam Agad Bodhaihi, by the great austere mystic yogis, and also by those who are agad bodhe, who are very intelligent, to follow the path of jnana yoga. So the ashtanga yogis and the jnana yogis, they're always striving to keep the lotus feet of the lotus naveled Lord Krishna in their hearts. But what are we? The gopis are lamenting. We are not agad bodhe. We are not yogis, we are not intelligent people, we don't do austerities, we are ordinary people. Geham jusham, in fact we are caught in the daily chores of household life, we are living in the house. Sansara koopa, we are fallen into the well of sansar, of materialistic life. So O Krishna, please deliver us. We have fallen here, sansara koopa patita uttarana, so you must deliver us from here. This is our prayer, that your lotus feet may be always awakened in our hearts, and that you may deliver us from this deep dark well of sansar in which we have fallen. So this is the verse actually that Mahaprabhu is thinking about when he chants that Yaha Kaumara Harah prayer. And then Kaviraj Goswami explains how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, is saying, Anyara hridaya mana mora mana vrindavana mane vane ek kori jani. Taha tomar padadvaya karaha yodi udaya tabe tomar purna kripa mani. Where Mahaprabhu is saying to Jagannath, he is addressing Jagannath, and he is saying, Anyara hridaya mana. After having quoted this Ahushchate Nalinanabha verse, then Mahaprabhu says, for other people, Anyara hridaya mana, their hearts and mind are the same. But as far as I am concerned, my mind is Vrindavan. Anyara hridaya mana mora mana Vrindavan. Mane vane ek kori jani. My mind, mane, and vane, vane means Vrindavane. My mind and Vrindavan, I consider one and the same. Therefore, please shower your mercy upon me and place your two lotus feet within my heart. Taha tumar padadvaya. Place these two lotus feet, let them awaken within my heart, then I will understand that you have showered your mercy upon me. So Srila Prabhupada also comments very nicely on all these verses, the whole passage, in how Mahaprabhu is speaking in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan who want to bring Krishna back from Kurukshetra or Dwarka back to Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Lord Jagannath in the mood of the gopis that now you have come here dressed as a king, but actually we don't like to see you like this. We like to see you as an ordinary village boy of Vrindavan who was herding cows. Now this section of the Bhagavatam is where Krishna is actually preaching to the gopis. You go back home. You go back home and meditate upon me. So Mahaprabhu says that, my dear Lord, we are not dhyana yogis or jnana yogis. How can you expect us to follow all these things? It's not possible for us. You are trying to preach to us to meditate on your lotus feet and all these things. Not possible for us. We are not yogis and jnanis. We cannot do all this. All we know is that we want you here in Vrindavan. In fact, you sent Uddhav before this to preach us all this jnana. And he failed miserably because we were very poor students. We were not capable of understanding and following all these things. And now you are preaching us the same thing, that we should do jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, meditate on you and all this, on your lotus feet. We cannot do all this. We are not capable. So therefore this is only duplicity, that you are coming and telling us to do all these things. We simply want to just be with you. And actually sometimes we try to think of material things. Sometimes we get frustrated and we want to forget you. And then we want to divert our consciousness and thoughts into some material things. But we can't do it. We are unable to do it. We try very hard sometimes. So where is the question of our trying to do any meditation? It's a very happy plight to be in, isn't it? The gopis are trying hard to have some material thought, but they're not able to do it because Krishna has descended into their hearts, into their mind in such a way, and he has become like such a tenant who refuses to go out, and there is no way you can get that tenant out. And he has become the Lord and Master and he's sitting there. So the gopis' hearts have been conquered, the Brajabasis' hearts have been conquered by Krishna, and he reigns supreme in that heart, and there is no mention of his leaving their minds in their hearts. So the gopis therefore continue speaking like this, and then they say that, okay, you want to give me suffering is fine, but what about Nanda Maharaj? What about Mother Yashoda? What about all the other residents of Vrindavan? They are all suffering in absence from you. In your absence. Therefore, please come back quickly to Vrindavan. So the purport of the fact that they want the lotus feet to arise in the heart, and their mind and heart is actually Vrindavan, means that they want him to come back to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada explains that for a devotee, there is no question of any material thoughts coming in. There are no questions of mobile phones ringing in the Srimad Bhagavatam class for the gopis. Mind is always absorbed in Krishna. So everything is completely transcendentally situated. It was easier for the gopis, we must grant them, because in those days there were no mobile phones. So it was quite easy. But nowadays it is more difficult for us. But Prabhupada explains that trying to eliminate those factors that cause distraction of the mind and cause the mind to accept and reject, we should focus the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Now this is the formula. Prabhupada says that the nature of the mind in material conditioned state is to accept something favorable and reject something unfavorable to the senses. But when the mind is fixed at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then there is no more question of acceptance and rejection. So to transcend the duality of the mind of acceptance and rejection, one has to simply do these three things. Think about Krishna, feel about Krishna very favorably, and desire to serve Krishna. All these three things must be there. And Mahaprabhu goes on to say that, my dear Lord, the gopis are being devoured by the timingala fish of the ambition to serve you. What a poetic and wonderful way of saying it. The timingala fish are actually very, very big fish. They're much bigger than the biggest aquatics that we know today, the whales. These timingala fish can devour many whales, just like we have some mouth fresheners after prasadam or something. So they can easily eat many, they're so huge. So Mahaprabhu is saying the gopis are being devoured by the timingala of the ambition to serve you. So you must rescue them. So this is the formula for success. If you want to follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, to have that ambition to serve Krishna, not to serve the senses, not even to enjoy Krishna or Krishna consciousness, but simply to serve without any motivation. If the mind is absorbed in such a way, then there is no more fear of acceptance, rejection and all these other things. The dualities and the flickering nature of the mind will then be kept at bay. This is the simple formula. And Prabhupada explains here that the best way to make the mind focused on Krishna is to chant his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is the easiest way to develop love for Krishna and to always think about him in devotion. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Okay. That was the conclusion. Class ended. Krishna's indication. Mobiles have their useful purposes also. So thank you very much. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari.